From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, dozens of people killed by a suicide bomber in Pakistan on one of Islam's holiest days of the year. We'll talk with a reporter who's there.
First, though, today is a big travel day. Lots of people are flying for the holidays. And if your flight gets delayed, you might blame the weather or airport congestion. At least that's what the airlines usually blame. It turns out, though, it's more often the fault of the airlines themselves, not traffic or weather. That's what USA Today's Alan Levin found. He joins us now. So what are the airlines doing or not doing that delays the flights?
They range far and wide. If there's a mechanical problem with a plane and they can't get it out in time, that's one. One issue, especially that a lot of regional airlines have, is having enough crew members. So if a pilot calls in sick, you know, are they going to be able to find a replacement in time? And these regionals have grown very rapidly, and they're having a hard time. They don't pay nearly as well as the major airlines. They have a hard time keeping employees. In some cases, they don't have enough flight attendants as well. Quite a number of airlines went into bankruptcy after 9/11, and they've all cut staff. Anecdotally, you can tell the service is not nearly what it used to be. And so that clearly could be a cause of it. Now, the airlines dispute that. They say that they've cut staff, but that they're still able to get their planes out in time. But at least some of the carriers we talked to did acknowledge that they had problems getting enough pilots, for example.
So will they be hiring more pilots?
A lot of the airlines have announced that they're hiring additional people. Northwest this year had a lot of problems running its schedule, in part because it didn't have enough pilots. And the airline has acknowledged that it didn't have enough and has begun to hire more pilots.
Earlier this week, the FAA announced a plan to limit flights at New York's airports. These are the busiest airports in the country and responsible for a lot of the flight delays, according to the FAA and according to a lot of the airlines. Do you think that'll work?
I don't think there's any doubt that if you reduce the number of flights at a place like Kennedy Airport, which was overburdened this past summer, you will definitely see a reduction in the amount of delays there. Kennedy, on a good day, can probably handle 85 or 90 takeoffs and landings in an hour. That's in perfect conditions. And last summer, there were a number of hours during the day when they had about 100 or even a few more flights scheduled, and it just didn't work. Now, of course, reducing the number of flights is not the optimal way to make the air traffic system work. You want to be able to handle as many flights as the airlines want to put in there, and so everybody's struggling to find ways to increase the capacity in New York.
Okay, so bottom line, this time next year, are we going to have less congested skies, an easier time at the airports and on airplanes?
Most of the people I talk to are betting that it's going to get worse. On the one hand, if they reduce flights in New York and they can bring that under control, New York causes about 3/4 of the delays that are not caused by the airlines, which we were talking about earlier. That's across the country. So if they can solve the problem in New York, they might make the system run a little more smoothly. But there's a lot more going on in the system. The airlines themselves are having all sorts of problems running their schedules. I think it remains to be seen whether they can bring that under control.
USA Today's Alan Levin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.